Okay, we're going to be finishing up Eishes Chayil in the Tiv HaShavas, we're on page Shin Chof Dalid. Shin Chof Dalid. And we're on the last three lines of the perek over there. And the famous ending, Rabos Machashavos, Rabos Banus Asu Chayil, the At Olis Al Kulano. Okay, you got Shin Chof Dalid?
Yep.
Okay. It's all right. It's about a little bit less than halfway through the book. So it's going to be less than halfway through. Shin Chof Dalid. Rabos Banus Asu Chayil, the At Olis Al Kulano. Many daughters have amassed achievement, asuchoil, va'at, and you, olis al kulano, have surpassed them all. So what does that mean? Let's look in the lower left-hand corner there. Bir Agon, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, Pasuk Zat. Rav Moshe Feinstein explains this Pasuk as follows. Kishe'odam osek b'kiyum ha-mitzvah, when a person's engaged in doing a mitzvah, Harehu nasa ish hama'ala. He becomes an elevated person. Ukeshe mechanech ezar lakach. And when he educates his children in the ways of Torah, bavada yiyu banav liyirei Hashem. His children will certainly grow up to be God-fearing people. That's Rabos Banos Asuchel. Ach yiseir mezu. But more than that, va'at olis al kulon. And you have surpassed them all. Kisha oisek b'torah u'mechanech esbon of lasek leisek haTorah hanirmaz b'tevas at. But if you're engaged in Torah and you educate your children in Torah in a way that's hinted to with the words at, inyan zeh ola al kula. And this, that goes higher than everything else. So what's this at? Ukiyadua hatevos at. The letters At are Aleph Tov. Romezes Lechav Beis Osios HaTorah. It hints to the 22 letters of the Torah. Meos Aleph Ad Os Tov. From the letter Aleph to Tov. Vinyin Hu, what does it mean to say? Ki Yugol Adam Lachnia Ki HaTorah Kolelas HaKol. Because Torah incorporates everything from Aleph to Tov. Vaydei Esek HaTorah. And through the engagement in Torah, Yugol Adam Lachnia As Yitzhar Hara. A person is able to subjugate his evil inclination. And he's able to reach and fulfill mitzvahs and good midos. So it's not just that you're learning Torah, but you're learning everything that's in the Torah. Okay, that's what he's saying. You're learning the Torah with an understanding that incorporates everything and has everything to teach you about life. It's not just, you're learning Torah, you're a smarter person. But you're realizing that it's the totality of the human being, from Aleph to Tav, from soup to nuts, that your whole existence is predicated on how much Torah you learn. That surpasses them all. Another interpretation, the next paragraph. Hine al had adam ledaber alev ishto, a person should speak to his wife the following words. Rabos banos asu chayil, many women have achieved a lot. Hein emes, rabos banos shehitzlichu b'maaseh. Many women have been successful with their handiwork. They've achieved. Ach mikol makom v'silmon v'at olis al kulana. Es na'at na'alis v'chashum ekulam. But you are better than all of them. U'lechein, and therefore he's leading on into the next psukim over here. So let's look at the next psukim on top before he sees explanation. Sheker ha'chein, chein, charm, favor, is false. The hevla yofi, and beauty is nothing. Isha, a woman, yiras Hashem, who's God-fearing, hisi salol, that's a woman who should be praised. And the ending pasuk is, tenu lo mi priyadeha, give to her from the fruits of her hands. V'halelua bashori maseha, and let her be praised in the gates by her own hands. So how does he tie this all in? So again, he says, yes, a woman can achieve a lot, But what's the greatest? Vatolis al kolona. It's there for lachain sheker achem velvayofi. Al loch leilech achrachem velvayofi. Don't go after the charm and the beauty. Gehem sheker vehevel. Their falseness and vanity. Meiroi shetelchi bevigdei tznius. And better to go in the garments of modesty. Veikar. The main thing is yiras Hashem itisalo. Yiras Hashem yeshuch holy salis. You should be glorified with your fear of God. Vekiven sheikar chefzecha yirisam. And if your main goal is fear Hashem, then tenulami priyadeha vihalalu b'asher masel. Alzos yitnu l'cha yakavod. That will give you honor and preciousness. Vihalalu es masecha b'shar bas rabim. And you will be praised in the gates of all the women. So it's not the, although it's very amazing that a woman does a lot and can achieve a lot, you can have a wife who has a successful career, and there's all kinds of, or runs a successful home, but the main thing is to realize that the beauty is not the main thing that the world has to see. It's the tznius and the yiras Hashem. Doesn't mean you go around as a bag lady, but that's the real fruit of your endeavors, is to show the fear of Hashem. Okay, on the last column, Sheker Achein Vevel Yofi Yishiras Shemiti Salol. Yeshivari can explain to every Zay Yikvot and believe a person should establish this in his heart. Sheker Achein Vevel Yofi Konyone Elamaze, all the material aspects of this world. Hanirim Sheyeshlam Chein Vayofi, that they appear to have some charm and beauty. Via MS, the truth is, Sheker Revelim, they are false and just vanities. When you have that understanding, then will be fulfilled the next clause of Yishiras Hashem Yitzalol. Yiten Aliva Lohavin, you will take it to heart to understand. Ki Yishiras Hashem Hudavar Shreli Sabo. The only thing that's fit for any praise is fear of God. Achkalzman Shunim Shechla Taivas. But as long as you are drawn after your desires, Einamakir Berech Davar Zer, you don't value that properly. The Yisoda Dvarim, the foundation of this is Kikalot Sha'adam Mukusher L'Tavos HaGashem. As long as verse is tied to his physical drives, and Yochel Hakir Be'erach Aruchanis V'Nei Avod Hashem, he's not able to recognize the value, the spiritual values, and the concepts of service Hashem. Akesh Yomayis B'Nerich El Mavab. When you become repulsed with the exclusive physical nature of the world, you can be tied up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you'll appreciate Shabbos and learning Torah and all the things that go with that. And the final installment over here of Sheker Achein is Yesh Lavar La'adam Liten Aliv Hushar, take to heart Ki Sheker Achein Vehevel Yofi Konyonim Azeh Hu Sheker Vehevel. This whole world, the concepts of this world, are all false and vain. The Ikra, the main thing is Yishir Asher Shem Yisallah Lasok binyana yiras Hashem, to be engaged in aspects of fear of God. And once you'll have that, then tnula mi priyadel vihalub yishar basel azos yisal adam. This is what a person should praise themselves worth. Yiftachu b'funav kol hashem, and all the gates will be open before him. That's the bottom line. Okay, so we finished Rav Gamliel's explanation of this song. So now I wanted to just look in the Gemara Sanhedrin. So far, how many Eishes Chayils do we have? We have the Torah is the Eishes Chayil. The Shabbos, your wife, and your necessity to study Torah on Shabbos. We also last week discussed from the Piazetzner Rebbe, it's Knesset Yisrael, it's the congregation of Israel. So now we're going to focus in a little different direction, and it's Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. So I'll read it to you, and as time allows, I'll go through different commentaries that explain this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is right at the top of Chaf Amud Aleph and Maseches Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "My dechsev, what's the intent of the pasuk? Rabos banus asu choyel ve'at olis al kulano. Many women have achieved a lot, and you have gone beyond them." Rabos banus asu choyel. Many women achieved a lot. Ze Yosef uBoaz. This is referring to Yosef and Boaz. Ve'at olis al kulana. and you have suppressed them all. Zeh Palti ben Laish. This is Palti ben Laish. Now, who are these three people, and what are they being praised for? Now, the Gemara is taking this in the context of a previous Gemara, so I have to fill in over here. Well, certainly we understand Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, who was a very handsome fellow, yet he was able to overcome the amazing temptation from the wife of Potiphar. And he did not go after her seductions, rather remained faithful and suffered greatly because of it, but ultimately became the viceroy of Egypt. Boaz was also in a very challenging situation, because on that night of the harvest, when Ruth came to him, and she had gone to the mikveh, and she was, so to speak, kosher to be intimate with him, and she went to Boaz, and the Gemara explains how Boaz's libido was very aroused, and yet he did not do anything with her. And although technically, according to the letter of the law, a person could be Makadish a woman, you can betroth a woman through intimacy, and he would have been allowed to do this, yet it's not proper. And therefore he waited to take this to the Beis Din and to adjudicate the law that a man, that he can do the mitzvah of Yibum with her, and he delayed that gratification, and from him came the line of King David. So many have done valor, but you have gone even beyond that. It's Palti ben Laish. Who is Palti ben Laish? So Palti ben Laish, when King Saul originally needed to find a prize for the one who will kill Goliath, he said, whoever can slay Goliath will get to marry my daughter Michal. And David slew Goliath, and he got married to Michal. However, once Saul looked as David as an adversary of his, he convened with the Sanhedrin, and through halachic machinations was able to annul the marriage.
So is David then annulled himself?
No.
So to untie the knot?
No. Okay. It was Saul who annulled the marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. To its legitimacy or not, it's questionable, but he annulled the marriage. And he did that because he wanted to spite David and marry Michal to someone else. So he takes this guy, Palti ben Laish. And Palti, he really didn't have a choice. This was a mafia deal. Yeah. If you don't take king's daughter, you get killed. So what does he do? He accepts. Now him and this Michal are alone at home. And what does he do? He takes a sword, he sticks it into the ground between the two of them, and says, whoever crosses this sword will get killed. And he lived with her. It's not exactly clear how long, but it was an appreciable period of time. And they never violated that. So that's much stronger, much greater test. So that's who the three are. So the question is, so how does that... So that shows you a great amount of sacrifice. And... How great they were. Okay, let's go on. We'll pick this all up afterwards. We'll give more explanations. But that's the first interpretation. So it seems that all three were tested in an issue of immorality.
Physicality of this world.
What?
They avoided the physicality of this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they passed it. Each one had a test of immorality. Now, we'll see how the commentaries deal with this in terms of saying, well, which one was a harder test, you see. One second. Where is this? Okay. So I had it put yesterday. So, obviously, Yosef was a test for, a day.
Yes.
was one main day, the one day that she grabbed his garment and ran away. Although it was the whole year, but it really culminated in one day. Boaz, it was really that one night. But Palti ben Laish was a long time. So that's why Rabbo Spanas al Suchel, that's Yosef and Boaz. But Va'at Alisa al Kulano, that is Palti ben Laish, who could do it for a long time. And the question is, how could they do this? So there's a famous medrash that says, after a person leaves this world, and a person's going to come with all kinds of excuses why he couldn't do his Avodas Hashem. And Hashem will bring people to show you that you're wrong. So, for example, they bring an example. A guy's going to say, Hashem says, how can we learn Torah? He says, well, I was too poor. I was too busy looking around to make some bread to eat. So Hashem will say, okay. He calls Hillel in. He says, were you poorer than Hillel? Who made such little money. And to get into the base medrash, he had to pay a fee. And that fee was half as much as he made every day. That's just how little he made. It wasn't a big fee to get into yeshiva. Whatever it was half of what he made. And he gave it. And one day he didn't have. They didn't let him in. So he climbed onto the skylight and froze to the skylight. So he turned to the guy, you weren't as poor as Hillel. So what excuse do you have? Then they go to the fellow and says, well, how come you couldn't make a partner? Why come you didn't learn Torah? He says, I'm way too rich. I was so rich, I was busy managing my finances. So they bring out Rabbi Loser ben... I forgot which Ben. I forgot the Ben Horkum, whatever. Not Horkum, it was whatever. A wealthy fellow. And he was a rabbi of the Gemara. And what did he do? He saw this was going to keep away from learning. So he just put it in a blind trust, you know, just let it go. And he would study Torah. And into the point that even one time he and nobody even knew that he was the owner of all the fields and this. And one time he goes to one of his fields to eat something of his own food, and the workers hit him because he's trespassing. So were you richer than him? And then he says, third guy says, how come you didn't learn Torah? Oh, I had a lot of lusts. I just ran after my lusts. So they said, did you have any more lusts than Yosef HaTzadik? It was Elazar ben Charsum. That was his name. Elazar ben Charsum. So you have any more lust than Yosef HaTzadik? And the whole story with this woman? So you're out. So those are the three excuses you're out. So Rab Chaim Shmulevitz asks an amazing question. He says, okay, I understand the first two, where we show them, these two people, they learned a lot of Torah. So because we see Hillel learn Torah. Where do we see Yosef learn Torah from this event? And the Gemara answers, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz answers, well, we know there's another Gemara that says, every day the Yetzer tries to kill you. And without Hashem, you're not going to succeed. And we know the Gemara says, I gave you Yetzer, I gave you a Torah that is the antidote to it. So, it's the only antidote. There is no other antidote to the Yetzer but Torah. If Yosef was able to overcome that test with the wife of Potiphar,
must have been.
The only way he could have done it is if he learned Torah.
Yeah.
There's no other way. It's not possible, because Gemara says, I created the Yetzer, I created Torah's antidote. It means if you don't have the Torah, you can't, it's not possible. So that clearly shows he learned it. So now we can see the connection to Eish HaSchayil. Why are we picking Eish HaSchayil over here? Because that's what the deeper message of Eish HaSchayil is. That these three people, why were they... So obviously, what do you have to then say? If Yosef overcame that, well, how did Boaz overcome that?
Torah.
How did Palti ben Laish overcome that? If not for the Torah that they studied. Boaz clearly was a Torah scholar. He convened the Sanhedrin together.
Who was Palti?
Well, was a fellow. So, and obviously, Palti ben Laish Now, so what do you see from this? You see the benefits of studying Torah. That creates the Jew to be the real Eish Yisrael. To be the Eish Yisrael, to resist the Yetzirah. And how, that's what the real Yetzirah, and that's the real, you know, Rabbos Bonus Osechev, Atalis Al Kulona. You know, that is in the whole context of the next, and therefore, Sheker Achein, Vevelo Yoifi, Yishi Yirs Hashem Hiti Salol. Where does that continue from? It continues from that point. Right? So that shows you, again, that's what the Gemara's intent is over here. So that's the first interpretation of the Gemara. Second interpretation, Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yonis, Amai Dichsiv, Sheker Achein, Vevel HaYoyfi. So he says the same thing. Sheker Achein, say Yosef, Hel Yofi, say Boaz, Yiras Hashem, Yitzalol, say Palti ben Laish. So he's just taking other psukim. You see, the first one was Rabos Banos Asuchel. So this one's saying the same people, but it's going on the next pasuk. Sheker Achein Vehevel HaYoyfi, and then, okay, Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem Iti Salol. It's Palti Ben Laish. So the same idea, it's just, but both psukim are understood in that way. Okay. Now, another interpretation. Dover Acher. Sheker Achein Zedoro Shel Moshe. That's the generation of Moshe. Vehevel HaYoyfi Zedoro Shel Yehoshua. That's the generation of Joshua. Yiras Hashem Hitzisalol Zedoro Shel Chizkiyo. That's the generation of Chizkiyo HaMelech. Dover Acher, another interpretation. Sheker Achein Zedoro Shel Moshe VeYoshua. Vehevel HaYoyfi Zedoro Shel Chizkiyo. Yiras Hashem Hitzisalol Zedoro Shel Rabbi Yehuda B'Rabbi Eloy. This is a generation in the days of the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Eloy. It's even greater than them. Why? Amar Lav of Rabbi Yehuda B'Rabbi Eloy. They said Rabbi Yehuda Eloy, Sheshisha Talmidim Miskasim B'Talas Achos. There would be six students that were so poor they'd have to cover themselves up in one garment for Oskim B'Torah and studying Torah. Wow. So let's see some of the commentaries. What's the message over here? So on the middle one now, discussing generation of Moshe, Yeshua, and Chizkiyo. So the Marsha explains the differences are, in the generation of Moshe, their Torah wasn't complete yet, because they weren't able to do all the mitzvahs, because they couldn't do the mitzvahs that have to do their Yisrael. In the generation of Yeshua, they couldn't do the Torah completely because they were busy fighting wars. Generation of Chizkiyah is to be praised because they were able to engage in Torah and Hashem fought their wars. As we'll see more about that generation of Chizkiyah. What was the greatness of the generation of Chizkiyah? Chizkiyah's father took the Jews away from Torah completely. And Chizkiyah started a great Baal Tshuva revolution. And they checked from the northern border to the southern border and found even the youngest children were erudite in the most complex halachas of Torah. And that's when Sancheirav came to destroy Chizkiyos and the Jewish and the kingdom of Judea. Hashem miraculously destroyed Sancheirav's troops. Okay, the Maral explains, in the days of Moshe, they learned a lot of Torah, but it wasn't a proof that they really loved Torah. You know why? Because they had all their food taken care of, all their needs. They didn't have to work for a living. So okay, it was good, but doesn't really prove they were outstanding. They had optimal track conditions. The generation of Yeshua didn't have it as optimal, but when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they came, as the Torah says, they came to homes that were evacuated and vineyards that were ready to go. So they came to a land that was ready for them. But the generation of Chizkiyah didn't have all those benefits and still engaged in Torah. That shows how much Yiras Hashem they have. When it was not optimal track conditions, it was regular life, working on the farms. And he still got them to learn that amount of Torah. That's an amazing thing. And that's similar, the Iyun Yaakov says a similar idea to that. Now, let's take a look in the back over here. Brings a few more commentaries over here. He says, regarding the differences between Yosef, Boaz, and Palti ben Laish, he says, although Yosef was tempted greatly, he clearly knew she was prohibited. She was a married woman. It was like such an overt sin. Okay? So, that's one thing. On the other hand, and Boaz, although she was a single woman, but it was clearly not a proper thing to do.
It was Yibum too.
No, but you don't do it through intimacy. But Palti ben Laish, it appeared there was no prohibition, because Saul and the Sanhedrin, they ruled that she was permitted to him, because they felt that David was Chayiv Nisa as a renegade against the kingdom, and the whole marriage was only, and the marriage was through the Sanhedrin. Imagine Sanhedrin says you're married to her, and still no, he's separated from him. Okay, and he really understood the halacha more properly. That showed that he didn't have any bias. So again, it has to come from the study of Torah. Okay, further explanations. One second. Now, also, all these, the generations of Moshe and Yehoshua and Chizkiyahu or Rabbi Huda ben Eloy, they were all generations that were amazing in Torah. They were like unbelievable scholars in Torah. Yeah. Also, they mention the extra point is, although all the generations, the generation of Moshe, they merited the Torah because there was unity amongst the Jews. Ish echad b'lev echad. The generation of Chizkiyah accepted the yoke of Torah as well. And what makes the generation of Reuben ben Eloy greater? They also had tremendous unity between them, and it was even greater unity than the generation of Chizkiyahu. They all had unity, but they had much greater unity. Why? Because they all were able to share one garment, because they lived under such great poverty. What else they have over here? One second. So what makes Rabbi Huda Eloy's generation so great? So we're saying that the generation of Chizkiyahu, even though they engaged in Torah in a great level, still in all, you didn't necessarily see how much Yerushalayim they had as a generation of Rabbi Huda Bar Eloy, because even though they had such great poverty, they were working hard with Mesiras Nefesh to learn the Torah. So therefore, you could see they had Yerushalayim. In other words, you could learn a lot of Torah, but how do you live when you're faced with tremendous challenges of poverty? Right? And that's the real key component over there. If you can overcome the poverty and still be able to engage with Torah together, that shows us a tremendous unity they have with each other. Now, here's an interesting thing this commentary says. He says, you know, can imagine what kind of pleasure there is in learning Torah. The rabbis say 1 hour of pleasure in the world to come is greater than all the pleasure of this world. On the other hand, 1 hour of tshuva maisim tovim is greater than all the pleasures of the next world. So you can imagine how pleasurable is an hour of studying Torah. So now you can imagine how the tremendous pleasure is, right, when you're studying this Torah for even 1 hour in this world, it's greater than all the pleasures of the world to come. All the eternal pleasures of Olam Haba. Okay, now if that's a regular hour of studying Torah, can you imagine an hour of studying Torah under pain and suffering? We have the rule of Lefum Tzara Agra, according to the pain, so is the reward. If a regular hour of studying Torah is immeasurable, then an hour of studying Torah under pain, under poverty, can you only imagine how much that reward is that? Okay. So therefore, you can understand how the rabbis feel that when you're studying Torah under great suffering, The value of that is greater than anything else, than the value of studying and rest. So this again is a critical message of Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi, right? The generation of Moshe, Yeshua, Chizkiyo. It's amazing. They were amazing. But they never really had to study Torah out of impoverishment. And that was the generation of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who even with such suffering, they constantly were studying Torah. Right? So that has much more value. Even more than the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, and Chizkiyo, all of them. It doesn't matter. You can't compare studying Torah out of great suffering. And then again, is the message, especially the way the PSS Rebbe explained how the Jewish people look like they're so down and this and that, but on Shabbos they're not that way. Right? So therefore, you could see how amazing it is that you, when he studies Torah on a Shabbos, in spite of the fact that he has all this impoverishment, how great the value of that Torah is. And that's Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. And now you have the Shah Achas of learning Torah on Shabbos. Can only imagine how great that is. And you're doing that under poverty. On top of all that, how great that is. Okay. And finally, we'll do one piece from the Chidah. He says, what's this thing? Why are you picking a woman? These are all men studying Torah, right? So he brings a Gemara that says like this. There's a pasuk that says, Hashem says, Aleichem Ishim Ekrai. We'll call you Ishim. And Ishim is a very funny way of referring to men. So the Gemara says, these are Talmidei Chachamim that are like women, but they act valiantly like men. And Rashi explains, because they're really very weak, because we know those who study Torah become weak, and they were weak like women, and humble like women, right? And yet, they studied a lot of Torah, and they were warriors. So therefore, they're using the expression of that they're like women, and that's how it fits into the Eish Yischayel, Isha Yiras Hashem, that even though you may be weak from studying Torah, yet you're valiant that you do study a lot of Torah. And clearly we know that humility brings one to fear of God. That's what it says in the Mesil Shurim. So humility brings you to fear of God and brings the Shekhinah to rest upon such a person. And that's what we're saying, that Isha, through humility, gets Yiras Hashem. So therefore, it's good to have some women-like qualities of being humble, and that humility brings out the Yiras Hashem, and that enables you to be able to study Torah. And we also know that if a person is modest, the Shekhinah dwells with them. So the Shekhinah dwells here and you're studying Torah. And one side point, you know, with Chizkiyo, with all the Torah he had, but he was going to die. Remember, we learned in Daf Yom, we learned because he didn't get married. Right? He had to marry a woman. Otherwise, he would be dead. So that's what it means. Isha, you got to marry a woman. Right? You got to marry a woman. Because if you don't marry a woman, you're not, you know, it's you're missing the whole purpose of the world. And you have to be able to bring children to the world, even though that could take you away from studying Torah. But that still has to be part of the agenda over there. And certainly in the generation of Yehuda Bar Eloi, where they had so much poverty, and yet they're able to excel in Torah, they certainly had the weakness of a woman and still engaged with the power that a man can have in studying Torah. So we see throughout the generations, there have been different generations. You can only say that in our generation, where there is such a Yetzer Hara to not learn Torah, there's never been a generation with that Yetzer Hara to not learn Torah than this generation. So those who are able to study Torah, and in a different type of poverty, we're in a very spiritual impoverished state, and if we're studying Torah, you can only imagine how much reward we will get, and we will be the true Eish Yischayel. Okay.